Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have been saying that the most important player for the New York Knicks since they played us has been and will be Karl-Anthony Towns, not their best player. They're most important. And again, that played out last night as they came from behind to beat the Spurs in game one. Turtle is in for Mike today, who is off.
By the way, Carl, real quick.
Yeah, man.
That was a catchy open. I think the producer that made that did a pretty good job on it.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize
that. You know, it's even lasted the
test of time. Yeah, the test of time.
You guys are still using it.
Well, look, I mean, when things are good, they're good. Yeah. You know, you don't change things. Yeah. It's sort of like Dubon. But let's talk about the game last night. Here's what I am grappling with. Spurs play well enough to win. They blow it. Wimby was not great. 6 of 21. He did score 26 points. But Karl-Anthony Towns, when defending Wimby, I'm talking about the primary defender. He was 2 for 12, which tells you he struggled. What if I told you guys that Wimby isn't really a true center? I know he's 7'5". But he isn't a true center. And what you're seeing with the Knicks is very similar to what happened to us, Chris. Their physicality and their bigs can wear on you. And even though Mitchell can't shoot to save his life, and you start bringing in these guys, they all can lean on you. And they did that last night with Wimby. And I think Mitch Johnson, the coach of the Spurs, has got to make a major adjustment. Matter of fact, you know, when you started talking about the rotations and what he did last night, I didn't understand. Look, the Harper kid was killing them. And I'm like, you just leave him in there. He puts De'Aaron Fox back in the game.
Who's not healthy.
He's not. You can see it. There were things last night, and I'm going, Mitch Johnson, you're not coaching. And so if the Spurs are going to get back into this, they got to make some serious adjustments, and Mitch has got to start showing up. I put last night's loss on him.
But let me ask you this, though. Luke Kornet? I mean,
got to put him in there. You put him in there so that at least his body, when we talk about big bodies, guys, you see how lean Wimby is. It's not about the length. We know that. It's more about my 250 or 280 pounds leaning on your 207, right? And that's what happens through the course of a game and through the course of a series. You just wear guys down. So I think Kornet, you put him in there, you let him lean on Towns. He's not going to be the best matchup, but it allows Wimby to do Wimby things. We're going to see what happens. Last night was very interesting. I want you to hear Mike Brown, the head coach of the Knicks, talk about Karl-Anthony Towns' performance.
He was amazing. I mean, the double-double was huge. He came up with some timely buckets for us. He's a problem. You put a small guy on him, he's got a chance to offense a rebound. You put a big guy on him, he's got a chance to pick and pop and go around guys. So we got to just keep trying to move him around based on who's guarding him throughout the course of the ball game. But he was huge for us with his double-double.
Yeah. You see this kid? This guy that ran on the court last night? Did you see this?
You know what the funniest part about it is?
What?
He tried to get a selfie with Wimby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was too short to get Wemby's head in the selfie. It's literally just his chest. That's in the, and like part of his Adam's apple. That's all that's in the, he literally didn't get Wemby's face in the selfie because he was too short.
And what's even funnier is the fact that he still put the video out. Dude, you went to jail. You've been banned.
I'm gonna post this.
Right, I'm posting
this
anyway.
Banned for life. Yeah.
Banned for life.
Yep.
I'm gonna post this. The funniest part to me, and I didn't realize it, this is always good with the replay. First of all, nobody was hurt. That's a good, right? No, he wasn't crazy. He ran on the court, he just wanted, but he runs on the court and he's literally going, Wimby! Wimby! And when you watch it back, Wimby's smiling. When the guy starts taking the selfies, like, really, right now? Like, I'm available after the game, before the game. But no, man, that was a moment last night. Everybody was, like, on pause and hoping that nothing stupid was going to happen. It didn't. The stupid thing was that the Spurs blew a 14-point lead. And Jalen Brunson, look, we saw it firsthand against the Hawks. By the way, you guys realize we're the last team to beat them?
12-0.
We're the last team to beat them in the playoffs?
12-0.
So
Brunson's a magician, man.
He really is.
He just the angles and the shot selection and like it almost looks like a slow pitch softball when he's trying to get some of these buckets in, man. It's crazy. The one step back he hit in the fourth quarter last night where he's a lefty, he's falling away to the right, and then he floats it up there like a Russell Wilson ball, moonshot, and the thing goes in all net. I've never seen anything like it before.
No, look, I thought when he goes down, and I actually put it out there on Twitter and X. By the way, give out your handle, man.
Yeah, you can send all your complaints to C Thomas Radio.
And please do. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. Yes, he's still using it. And Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. But I put it out there. I said, we're going to see how this game changes. Because when he went back to the locker room with the knee thing that happened early in the game. And I said, though, this dude's tough as nails. If he can play, he'll play. And then, you know, the ankle thing happens. And you're like, oh, my God. He's going to be battling all this stuff. Fourth quarter rolls around. You wouldn't have, nothing happened. He's just killing the Spurs. He had 13 points in the fourth quarter. So 30 points for the game. They go on 11-0 run. Here's my thing, Chris. Are they destined? Is this a team of I hate to say that because I know that the Spurs, I feel like they're going to respond. But Mitch Johnson, again, he's got to start coaching and making some adjustments. But it feels like that with this Knicks team.
Yeah, it does. And we said it on the pre-show this morning. I typically try to stay away from cliches like that because what does that really mean, team of destiny? But, I mean, Carl, you're 12-0. You're beating teams by an average that's unprecedented. Even with last night, you still won by double digits.
One by 10 last night. Yeah.
And the type of performance, again, it can't be overstated that Jalen Brunson is having in these playoffs. And by the way, Cats, as you mentioned, Cats defense. There's not you. If you told me yesterday he was going to put up that level of defensive output, I would have laughed you out of the room. What's his reputation around the league, Carl?
Yeah, it's not
soft.
That. It's not that.
It's soft.
Yeah.
And he really showed up and showed out last night. And they didn't even get great offensive contributions from Hart and Anobi. Hart had a great game defending and rebounding, but you know what if he goes off for 20 on a night? Then how much are you going to win by?
Well. You bring up a valid point because, to be quite honest, Brunson didn't shoot the ball well.
He took 30 shots.
He took 30 shots. And I think it was 12 of 30. That's going to be the worst game you see in this entire series from him.
By far.
By far.
I think by far. Yeah.
So now what I'm saying to you is Friday's game two, but Brunson's not going to shoot 12 for 30 again. He still had 30 points and still closed with 13 points in the fourth quarter.
But is Wemby going to – what was – Wemby missed a lot of shots.
6 of 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would think both of those things are going to even out.
So the Brunson thing is interesting because, even though if you just look at the final numbers, you go, wow, he had 30. But, again, Chris is right. It wasn't a really good night shooting. 2 for 9 from three-point land for him. He's going to be better.
But the biggest three of the game, he hit.
He did.
Late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I think he also had 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man. And it was funny because my buddy Sam Mitchell, who comes on the show, he said that was rust. They had been off. He feels like that was rust. I said, well, you may be right. Either way.
Well, do you remember what happened in game one in Cleveland? Same thing.
Rust.
They were down by 20, and then they came back in the fourth quarter. Same thing.
Let me hear Carl Anthony Towns while Turtle's talking about his defense, and he talked about defending Wemby.
Just try to make it difficult. He's an amazing player. He's a one-of-a-kind player in this NBA and the league has ever seen, and you just try to make it as difficult as possible.
No, he did. And right now, for Spike Lee and Fat Joe and Timothy Chalamet, who were all at the game last night, and Tracy Morgan, they're all going crazy. And if the Knicks go back up 2-0 in this series, this is a wrap. Spurs are not beating this version of the Knicks, who are playing as well as anybody we've seen all season at the most critical time of the season. They're not beating them four games. They're just not, especially being down 0-2. So it's winner literally go home for the Spurs. And that's what makes Friday's game, you know, so interesting. We'll see what happens. But I think those adjustments need to be made. And you know, the thing with Wemby is – Chris, I think we're anointing him before time.
Well, it's hard not to.
No, but listen, all these greats that have come before Wemby, you know, we said that, listen, I know there are people in our audience who are listening right now. The same things they say about Wemby, they said about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Coming out of college, four chips, he's unstoppable. He's going to run the league for X amount of years. Yes, he became an all-time great, won 6 rings. But my point is, all these guys had to earn it. Doc J, right? Bird, Magic, Jordan, Kobe, Shaq. You just, and even though when they came into the league, I remember when Shaq got drafted and everybody's like, man, he's going to, he was unstoppable. He's just too damn big for everybody.
Took, what, 7 years for him to win a championship?
Yes.
And Jordan, we watched The Last Dance. We saw that whole struggle documented where he couldn't get through the conference. And LeBron, I mean, how many years was it before LeBron won his first title with Kyrie?
Remember, he gets swept by the Spurs in his first NBA Finals appearance. That's the team everybody goes, who else played with LeBron that year in Cleveland? But he got there.
Eric Snow would like a word.
Exactly. 404-726-0929.
Zildrunas Ilgauskas. There you go. Would like a word.
There it is. There it is. You know who else was on that squad? He's in court right now, facing charges.
Oh, Delonte West?
Well, Delonte West was on that team, but I'm also thinking about, who am I thinking about? Damon?
Damon Jones?
I think Damon Jones was on that squad. I believe he was on that squad. Either way.
Anderson Varejão. Varejão. Would like a word,
see?
Carl
you are the only guy that remembers all of these guys. Nobody else in our audience remembers any of these guys. I just feel like, as much as we've talked about Wimby, and I love what he's done, and I say it, he's must-see TV, but so are all these other stars before him. We can't anoint him a champion before he's earned it. And we did this with LeBron, guys. He was this, that, and the other. Oh, he's been. Hadn't earned it. He hadn't earned it. And I'm waiting. Like, if Wimby wins this championship and comes back and beats this Knicks team, I'll praise him till forever. But I'm not going to crown him a champion until he's actually a champion.
Crying in the West.
Too much. Too much emotion in the Western Conference. That's where I'm at.
Well, Carl, you also hit on something I think that's not being talked about enough. The Knicks have a distinct coaching advantage. Distinct. And you saw it last night.
Yep.
So for all the haters out there that said, oh, Tibbs, we need Tibbs. Mike Brown's done a hell of a job this year.
He has. And look, Jalen Brunson's dad, for all the flack, is helping a lot. Has helped a lot. And for those who don't understand or remember this either, he also played in these NBA Finals in 99 with the Knicks. So there is some history there as you go back and say, oh, well, you know, and Brunson's dad's on the bench, and there's been some talk about Brunson and preferential treatment and all this stuff. He's your best player. It's just what it is.
He also took a massive discount in order to get the players on the team now that are helping you be where you are. Don't forget about that.
No, that's true.
He left millions of dollars on the table.
Not next time.
He's going to get it back.
Not next time. Look, if he wins a chip in New York, he'll make, Chris, I'm going to tell you, he'll make $200 to $500 million off the court.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
Easy. Then people, I think, I only know this because I grew up in New York. If I grew up here in Atlanta, I wouldn't understand because the era in which I grew up in, the Knicks were trash, Carl, for 99% of my life. The Knicks run New York. It's not the Yankees. It's not the Giants. It's not the Jets.
It brings everybody together.
It's the Knicks.
You're right.
They run New York.
It brings everybody together. I don't disagree. You're either a Jets or Giants fan. You're a Mets or Yankees. Everybody's a Knick fan. I agree. All right, man. Your thoughts are welcome. We're talking about the NBA Finals. A lot more to dive into here on the show as we'll go around the NFL coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. He has made it official. And I think he's going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, is he sometimes weird?
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. But I also think he was really damn good. And I think sometimes we get blinded by the other things.
Did he say, I'd rather not play for the Jets and retire and go to TV? That's absolutely what this individual did.
Well, I would have done the same thing. And Protect College Sports Act. Okay, we got to dive in. Because more and more stuff's coming out of this congressional hearing from yesterday, and the SEC and the Big Ten now are walking in the same space. We'll get into that coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.